Hey, Jared, do you want to say a few things up front, and then we'll just open it up for questions.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know if I have a statement to make. Just, hey, how's everybody doing? There you go. How was that?
That works. Fire away, guys.
Halfway, yeah, this is fire away.
Hey, Jared, Chris, Thomas, and here, congratulations on your retirement. Just tell me, how did it all come about that you ended up signing a one-day contract with the Vikings? Did they reach out to you, or how did it come about?
You know what, I think, you know, in my heart, I knew, always knew when it was all said and done that, you know, I wanted to retire as a Viking, and, you know, so I think, you know, I don't know how it came about. I think, you know, both sides, I've always kept in contact with Rick and Rob, and, you know, they have a great relationship with my agent and stuff like that, too, so, you know, it was one of those, I think, mutual things that, you know, when I was retiring, and the idea of wanting to retire as a Viking, and they liked it too, and it all just kind of came about.
Jared, what's the ceremonial figure on the contract?
Oh yeah, league minimum. I was trying to get a one-day advancement on that.
So you went with the league minimum? You didn't come up with something like Jerry Rice did with a bunch of numbers all signifying all the things?
No, I didn't.
There's no 69 in there anywhere?
No. I didn't put that much effort into it. You know that.
What's on the docket, Jared? Now for you, Jared?
What's that? Sorry, my kid's running around like crazy. Part of retirement now, you know?
Yeah, what are the plans for you in retirement these days?
You know what? I'm just going to relax. I got so busy with my foundation that that's really been my focus right now. So just hanging out with my wife and the kids and, you know, foundation stuff, really. That's about it.
Still planning to have the old Night Ops golf tournament?
Oh, yeah, Night Ops is coming around, you know, so we got that going on. We actually just started, we broke ground on a house in Oregon. We got a recipient in Texas that, you know, we just closed on a house, and then we just closed on some land for a recipient in Chicago, and we just approved a new one out of North Carolina. So we got four projects getting ready to go, and so we're going to be busy, and, you know, raising money, all that good stuff, and, you know, still doing bucking bulls and that kind of stuff. So, I think I'll be busy enough.
What's your greatest Viking memory? And then on the flip side, you still kind of kick yourself, you know, as a team, the way 2009 ended?
Greatest Viking memory? Holy Toledo. I mean, there's a list of them. I mean, obviously, you know, my 22nd sack was phenomenal. That was unfortunate that was in a very, very down year for the team. But I think part of my greatest memory would be the entire 2009 season. I mean, I got individual memories with each guy along the way, but I mean that 2009 season was something special. I mean, that was just fun. We won a couple games. We had no business winning. I mean, that catch that Greg Lewis made in the back of the end zone versus the Niners was. But I think that's when I realized, like, how magical Brett could be, you know. And that was a pretty cool moment.
Speaking of 2009 and coming so close, you had said on the radio a few minutes ago, I listened, that while it was great being in the Super Bowl with Carolina, you had said, you know, if you guys had made it back in 09, that would have been even sweeter. Can you maybe expound on that a little?
Yeah, I think because, I mean, I was so vested in the Vikings organization, you know. I mean, when I got to Carolina, that locker room was phenomenal. I mean, that is like a place that you can spend your whole career at. You're lucky to, because, you know, Coach Rivera and Mr. Gettleman and the entire organization is just, I mean, phenomenal. And it's like, it's truly like a football cliche, right? Everybody is sold out for each other. There's no drama. Everybody works. But they had been building that for 5 years there, you know, and that was kind of the culmination of Coach Rivera that year, you know, with his program, what they've been building with those players. And I happened to be a part of it, and it was phenomenal to where in Minnesota, that I was a part of that building process. Does that make sense? I mean, we got there in 08, and we put a lot of hard work in, and just to grind through that season in 09 and you know, win a bunch of games and all that stuff. And so I think that that those blood, sweat, and tears were there from years of putting in that hard work to try to get to that spot, you know, with Brad bringing me there and everything like that. So that's where I think it would have been a little more special, just because you feel like you're a bigger part of the entire process from the previous years.
Jared, Pat Williams did this in, I think, 3 years ago. Did that influence you at all when he did it and said, hey, that's something cool I'd like to do?
No, I do remember when Pat did it. That was special. And you know, I think for the players, for us at least, you know, for me, it's about, you know, where so many great memories of me have, or my career have been. And, you know, I had a great 4 years in Kansas City, and you know, I mean, I even, you know, even though we didn't do that so well in Chicago and I got hurt and all that, and everything like that, you know, it just hasn't been, you know, Minnesota was my heart, man. That was, I mean, 6 great years, not only football, but, you know, I met my wife when I was there, you know, got married when I was there, had my first child there. I mean, there's just so many life memories there that, you know, that you know, from top to bottom of that organization, I you know, I feel a part of it, you know. Obviously, when I went to Chicago, you met some great people there and some great friendships. And like I said, Carolina was phenomenal. But I'm not rooted in those places. I'm rooted in Minnesota, not just on the field, but off the field. So that's why it was really important for me to go back and officially retire as a Viking. And I can say, you know, now I'm a Viking for the remainder of my time here on Earth.
Did you, grow up here? Did you mature here? When they traded for you, you were considered a risk on their part, and then you end up starting, of course, every game you were here.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't think I missed a handful of games in my entire career, but like I said, you know, you go through life, and there's maturation processes, right? And you know, we made some mistakes earlier in my career, and you learn from those and you grow from them. And I was able to do that, and Minnesota was a place that, again, helped me grow as a man. Met some phenomenal people there. Brad and my relationship with Coach Frazier and Dunbar, and then my relationship with Tom Lemphier, and great guys in the locker room. Like I said, you know, Kevin Williams was one of my dearest friends. You know, guys like Ryan Longwell and Greenway and Hutchinson, and just guys that, you know, were good, solid family dudes, putting in the work off the field, and you know, doing great things in the community, and you know, you just had a lot of quality. Pat, one of the funniest dudes ever. You know, we had a lot of quality human beings on that team, and so, you know, for guys, when I got there, you know, I was you know, in the process of changing some of my habits and growing up, and to have, you know, have guys that were doing it right around you is phenomenal. Like I said, and then, you know, having a straight relationship, great, strong relationship with our team chaplain and Tom Lemphier, and meeting some great, you know, people of God along the way. I mean, it was phenomenal. Helped me grow, you know, in my faith and strengthening my faith. And I mean, the community's been phenomenal.
Hey, Jared, I know there were a lot of factors 2 years ago, the Vikings rebuilding, your salary, putting Everson Griffin in starter, but do you wish in hindsight that maybe something could have been worked out 2 years ago? You would have stayed with the Vikings?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the one thing was, I mean, it was a very open conversation on both sides. I mean, like I said, I mean, we knew where we all stood from the beginning. And then when I told them I was, you know, I told them I was going to go a different direction because I just didn't have the answers as far as, you know, what quarterback they were going in the direction. And they understood, you know. You know, if we would have had some of the questions to those answers, I would have stayed. And you know, and but you know, at the time, you look at it, and you know, I knew I only had a couple more years left in me, and I was trying to do what I could do to get to a Super Bowl. And so yeah, looking back, you know, heck, I didn't anticipate rupturing my L5 twice and breaking my foot and going through the injuries that I had to go through, but. You know, I try not to look back and say whatever. I believe the Lord puts me where He's going to put me. But yeah, would I have liked to spend 2 more years in Minnesota, been able to accomplish that in Minnesota? Absolutely. But you know, I did get to get to the Super Bowl, and that was the ultimate goal, was to be able to get to the Super Bowl. I didn't see it taking the path that it did, but you know, that's the cool part about faith. You just you live and see where the good Lord takes you.
Jared, when guys do this, do you actually sign a document?
Oh yeah, it's a legit contract. Like, yeah, so technically I had to unretire for a day so then I could retire again.
So what are you in? Were you in Arizona now?
Oh yeah.
So you had to fax it in and do it? Or did your agent do that or what?
Yeah, I FedEx everything in.
Can you back out on it?
What?
Can you back out of it and demand that they pay you that money?
Yeah, right. I wish. I was just looking for a one-day proration. I mean, that's got to be worth a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, is your one day guaranteed or non-guaranteed?
Well, I mean, I'm a vet, so it's got to be guaranteed, right? Opening day of roster. I have to go back and check the CV on that.
We got cap implications now.
Yeah, I had to put in the contract though. You know, I had to add some very hard, some side notes that had to go in there as far as like I didn't have to go to training camp, all that good stuff. So.
Have you already signed the document?
Oh, yeah, it's signed, ready to go. Didn't you guys see the video?
No, I have not seen it. I'll have to look for it.
Oh.
How did that feel? Just, you know, I know it's ceremonial, but was it, what was it like just actually putting your name on something like that?
No, I didn't put too much thought into that, but it was more so just the, to officially be, back in the Vikings family. You know, I think that's what it was for me, is just, that to me is ending it. And Rick and I always laughed, and even when I left, Rick was like, man, I want you to retire. But that was our whole conversation my last year there, both wanted me to retire a Viking, and it just didn't work out. And like I said, we didn't obviously tell everything to the media, but there was never a moment of love lost between myself and the organization. I mean, it was probably the most honest conversations I've had in this business ever. We talked it out and we made the decision that we thought was best, but to be able to come back now and officially say I'm done with the Vikings is phenomenal.
Jared, do you expect you'll make any trips back up to Minnesota to see the new stadium or do anything ceremonial?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a fan, so I mean, absolutely, I'm gonna come back up and see the new stadium.
Hey, Jared, you played against the Vikings a couple times with Chicago. What was that like, kind of coming back and playing against them?
Oh, honestly, that was a lot of fun. It's like, it's like playing against your brother. You always want to step it up a notch. So it was always fun playing against your friends.
Jared, when you look back at 2010, how surreal was it that you ended up going down to Mississippi and trying to pull Brett Favre back up here?
Oh, we were all trying to do what we could do to win a championship. And, at that time, Brett gave us the best spot at the quarterback position to do that. Obviously, we had pretty much the same team coming back from 2009. I mean, we endured a lot of injuries that year. It was a fun time. And I got a couple of days out of training camp, so you can't beat that, right?
Any good stories about Brett down there?
No, I just drove around in a Jeep. The tractor groveling, please, Brett, please.
Any more questions for Jared? Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.